Over the past 15 years, Wisconsin's women's ice hockey team has made the NCAA tournament 13 times, the Frozen Four 12 times, and they've won the NCAA title 5 times. They could have had a 6th national championship last year, but postseason hockey became another COVID casualty. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. It's a show you help sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us on the World Wide Web for all the info you need to connect and give at the all-new WWIB.com, and you can support the show quickly, safely, and remotely right there. Bucky is 6-2 so far this season with the women's ice hockey team on this abbreviated schedule of 2020-21. And a trip to St. Cloud is on the docket for this weekend. Joining us this week has been Maddie Posick, the 5'7 senior forward for the Wisconsin ice hockey team out of Stoughton, Wisconsin. And it's a pleasure to have her back on the show. So, Maddie, it's been a very weird year, the crazy year with the COVID stuff. You had a pause at the beginning of the season, didn't start until November, and then you had to take a few weeks off because of a COVID outbreak on the team. Share a little bit about your club there, its potential and chemistry this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this team, we've overcome a lot. And just nobody really knows how to deal with COVID. It's been close to a year now and, you know, still trying to figure it all out. But I think the way that we come to the rink prepared every day to work our hardest, it teaches you to respect your teammates, respect that they know that what they're doing is for the benefit of the team. And I think, you know, we are learning to trust each other. And each time we win, each time that we're successful, we trust each other more and more. And so I think, you know, our team has definitely dealt with a lot of ups and downs. And every time we have a down, we handle it better than we did the last time. I'm really excited for this team. We have a lot of potential. We have not even reached our standard yet. But, yeah, I'm just super excited for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm aware that you've been spending some significant time in God's Word, in the Bible, reading it, studying it, and letting it affect your life. Can you share a little bit about that, what God's been teaching you as you continue to walk the journey with Him?
Man, I feel so blessed, you know. Quarantine, when COVID first hit, it was really difficult to stay motivated, to stay in His Word when everything was just crazy hectic. And I had been praying for, you know, just encouragement in my teammates and encouragement in my own walk with Jesus. and I was fortunate enough to start a Bible study with a couple of my teammates on this team. And we have, you know, a consistently big group of girls, at least 8 or 9 girls that come each week to Bible study to learn about who God is and who He says they are, which has been so encouraging. And it has really kept me accountable. And then it gets me excited to come to the rink each day to glorify our Heavenly Father. And then Athletes in Action has also been a huge point in my life. I'm excited each week to learn and to talk with fellow athletes at Wisconsin about God and about our struggles and we've talked a lot about being authentic and vulnerable before each other and before the Lord. And I think that's really, you know, God is leading me down that path where it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to struggle as long as we're giving that struggle to God, because we know that, and I know that He is using it for something far, far greater than my struggle right now, far greater than my feeling right now. And yeah, I think it's been incredible to see my teammates develop. It's been incredible, to see the girls that I've been in discipleship with grow towards Jesus. And overall, you know, it's a learning curve, and it's a growing season right now, and I'm just really excited to see where my path goes after this.
All right, good. Well, life of an athlete, as you know, has its share of setbacks and unfulfilled aspirations, but it sounds to me like God has helped you understand that your identity, Maddie, is not in hockey.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been trying to keep that in mind each time I feel like I'm, you know, not enough in that way, or like my playing time or how I'm playing is not enough. And that's when, you know, you really got to invite God in and give him that struggle, come to his feet and just say, God, like, I know that I'm not enough, but I just ask for your strength, God. I ask for your grace in this situation. Just help me persevere through this. And, you know, he's still going to use that, even that struggle, even that time when I feel like I'm not enough, he still uses that.
Mm-hmm. All right, Matty Posick, the 5'7" senior forward with the University of Wisconsin women's ice hockey team. They are on a trip to St. Cloud this weekend after sweeping Minnesota, number one in the country right now. Maddie, thanks for coming back, taking all this time this week to be on the show. God bless you.
Thank you so much.